No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed. We are the crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, we are based in Orlando, Florida, and this week we are hosting the NBAA show, National Business Aviation Association Trade Show. Okay, we're not hosting it. We're just at it because it's in our backyard. But we are wandering the aisles. Now, Ed is he's already catching up with some aviation friends of his. And I'm doing the same with our friends from 4Flight. They are here exhibiting at the show. Angela's with me. Angela, how you been?
Great. Thanks for stopping by, Greg. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Last time we were hanging out, I think it was in Oshkosh, and we were sharing cheese curds or something. I don't know.
That's right. I wish they had cheese curds here.
Do you really? You're a glutton for punishment. But anyway, let's talk about 4Flight because, you know, since that time, heck, that's been a year or two since we were hanging out in Oshkosh. And since then, like, 4Flight has went through, like, a tremendous amount of changes. 4Flight 8 is out right now. I know it just got approved for the new OS update that just came out last week, I believe. I got that notice. But what are some of the new features in 4Flight that all the pilots are talking about? What do you think?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be here at NBAA to show all these pilots about our global data-driven aeronautical maps. That's a huge piece of the 4Flight 8 launch that we did earlier this year.
So what are some of the new features on that, Angela? Tell me about it.
So in 4Flight 8, one of the big pieces of that release, a little backstory there. So for the last couple of years, we've been working on a huge project to completely rebuild our map engine. So now we have complete control over the map layer in the app and do lots of exciting new things like our data-driven aeronautical maps. So in conjunction with this map engine, we're also building out our own aeronautical database, and it will allow us to create a new map layer where you can do things like turn on and off various elements to really customize the view. So turning on and off airspace, airways, that type of thing. You can also choose different map themes, light, dark, toggling terrain on and off. So it really gives you a lot of flexibility that we don't have in a more static, what we call a raster image, like your sectional or an IFR high or low en route.
Got it. So it allows you to put in all this extra data, customize it how you see fit, and gives you guys more control over the guts of it. So you can do more updates and more things in the future for us that make our flying that much more fun and colorful on our iPads.
That's exactly it, Greg.
Now, can we are we going to look to the future to the point where this is just going to replace our panel? Are you guys got that on the horizon, or are you not really ready to share that much yet?
Well, it's a long road yet.
It's already happening. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, for sure. And we see that definitely with folks who have, you know, steam gauge panel. For minimal cost, they get an iPad, 4Flight, you know, perhaps a Stratus with, you know, onboard weather. And they've got essentially an instant glass panel. Without having to tear into the aircraft panel.
So. Now, what about the ADS-B stuff and all the Stratus and all that? Are you guys doing some kind of special package for the holidays? Can you say anything, or just, hey, look, it's out there now. Get it before it's gone.
Yeah, actually, some exciting news on that front. So we just announced integration with SiriusXM's SXAR1 aviation weather receiver. And there's some special pricing at the moment. I think retail $6.99. Currently it's $4.99. And then there's another $200 rebate folks can take advantage of through the end of the year. And you can purchase the SXAR1 through Sporty's or through the SiriusXM website. And what that will give you is satellite-delivered weather. It's a portable unit, wireless. It's got a built-in rechargeable battery, so you just plug and play, connects through Bluetooth. That's going to give you high resolution NEXRAD, METARs, TAFs, all of the critical weather information. No line of sight restrictions, which is nice since it's coming from space and you don't have that tower limitation like you're seeing with ADS-B.
Excellent. Good stuff. And plus you get Howard if you, I don't know, it's a different package, I guess, right?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You don't want to know. You get Howard Stern as a bonus, but that's a different thing.
Missed it.
It's a different package, I don't know. But it's good stuff all the way around. Now, Ed has walked up after finally finishing up his networking here at the show.
Yeah, I was running into old friends I haven't seen in 2 years since the last NBA.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's just what you do. And Angela's doing the same here as well. Now, yeah, we've been catching up on the latest stuff for 4th Flight 8. And I got to say, one of the things that probably drives you guys crazy is the constant having to update with, like, you know, the new iPhones, the iPads, the OS. How are you keeping up? And you guys really are doing a fast job. Just like I mentioned last week, the new update that just came out last week, you said, hey, hold out for a day, and then you guys put out a release. Okay, it looks like it checks out. You can go ahead and use it.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a moving train for sure. And what we've found is that our customers do appreciate a little heads up on the status there. So we've got a process in place now where we notify people that, hey, we're in testing. And then once we feel good about it, we'll send out another message that, hey, it's all clear.
Yeah, but does Apple give you like a heads up and you know like several weeks or months ahead that they're getting ready to do this? Or how's that work?
Yeah, so with the major iOS release, going from 9 to 10, say, we do get access to a beta version,
right.
And we get access to that as soon as we can in their process and begin testing. But even up till the very end, things can change on their end if they, push something else into that release that we just don't have time to spend with it. That can happen, and so that's primarily what drives the delay between, okay, the Apple release is out there and it's taking us a few days to catch up with that.
Yeah, but your tech guys, I'm guessing back at the office when that update comes out, it's like hell week, I'm guessing. Am I right?
They're on it. And, you know, they're excited. This is what they do. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they've done a great job. That's the support you get at 4th Flight. Like I said, they keep you, informed on what they have coming up and making sure you don't get caught up in the air like that without any warning. I mean, that's something you deal with quite a bit, right, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to make sure you keep everybody up to date.
Well, yeah, I've got to keep the staff up to date. Got to keep myself up to date and, hit that little update button every 28 days or so to get all the new chart downloads.
Exactly. And all the new features that show up in 4th Flight, these ideas, they're coming from the programmers and they're coming from people out in the field. Like, hey, have you ever thought about incorporating this kind of thing or what?
Yeah, absolutely. The list is long and it's always, we're always referring to it and adjusting priority based on our own vision, but also, to your point, customer feedback.
Is that like an email process, or do you guys have like a message board? Like, hey, you got a feature you want to put on 4th Flight? Put it here, and we'll see if we can add it.
Yeah, it comes from everywhere. Shows like this are a huge source of feedback. We're always kind of trolling or participating. Trolling's a bad word.
At least on the web.
Visiting or participating in the online forums. It comes in through email, through social media. So we try to keep an eye on all of that.
How soon will 4th Flight be required, according to the FAA? You would like this sooner as opposed to later, I'm guessing. Am I right?
We're going to get that done this week. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And Ed, what do you think? What's the most useful new feature that you've noticed? In the latest release or even the last couple, I guess.
Well, with the version 8, with the digital charts and the scaling up, scaling down.
That's what you were talking about, right, Angela?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's huge because we get the detail we need, and it's made it easier for people to read the charts versus a scanned or a PDF copy of a paper chart. Eventually it just
grains out when you expand it.
You can't really see what you're looking at. Whereas this perfectly clear at every zoom level.
Yeah, so that helps. And are there? I know there's some new features on the horizon. When can we expect the next release? The 8 came out when? Beginning of the year, thereabouts?
8 was end of August.
Okay, all right.
And no timeline to announce.
No timeline. You can't say that yet. Or if they did, they'd have to kill us, kind of thing. But stuff is coming. Little updates in the meantime. Well, Angela, thank you so much for the update on 4Flight. Enjoy yourself here at NBAA, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, great to see you guys.
And moving on, here's Patrick. We got Patrick with us. Ed, what do you think?
Yeah, well, it's the only place I get to see him because his flight training is moving at about the same pace yours is.
Yes, well, we trained together, and he's the only one left in my my class of infinity that has not got his certificate yet. Am I right, Patrick?
That would be correct.
That'd be correct. Okay, well, we'll get an update with how he's progressing, and maybe I'll beat him on my efforts to become a pilot. Someday it'll happen, and I might actually beat just one person. That's next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If you build an airplane and people are afraid of anything that flies, you can't just take the wings off of it, because at that point, all you're left with is a really slow, super expensive bus. We built an airplane, we gotta fly it.
Airplane, airplane, don't you go down today, take me away, off to a better place, you know.
This is Just Plane Radio. We are at the NBAA show here in Orlando, National Business Aviation Association trade show. All right, so we ran into Patrick from Signature, and he was in my flight class, or what do we call it? Flight training?
Ground school class,
right. And he got ahead of me in the class, but then he got distracted. What was your excuse?
Oh, there's many, but...
I need to know, because I might need to use it in the future here, Patrick, because I still haven't got my certificate yet. But, you know, know, I got this whole open heart surgery. That's what I'm relying on for now. But you have what?
It's just work, to be honest. It's a travel schedule, flying around the world, flying around the country, doing business for Signature.
Way too busy. And business is good, I hope?
Business is excellent. We completed the acquisition and the integration of Landmark Aviation, so Signature now counts 204 global locations, all very GA-friendly. We've got a new program called Signature Tailwinds, a new app that everybody can download and manage their account, and also that really gives you a great place to look up, a place to fly into, and enjoy some Signature hospitality.
Very good. So you can just fly to Signature, FBO, or everywhere across the country, around the world, and you can use the app, and that'll tell you everything you need. You don't even need to use your phone for anything else.
That'd be great, yes.
So what are you doing here at the show? Just helping people sign up for this or making them aware of the app or what?
Well, there's a lot going on for BB Aviation, our parent company, particularly with Signature Flight Support. We're talking about our Latin America and Caribbean expansion. And for pilots that visit that area of the world, there's a number of really great Signature facilities. If you're doing an island hopping tour, or if you're going to Central America down to Panama or Colombia, there's a Signature there for you.
All right, nice. So, but when are you going to fly again? Your excuse is only going to last so long, just like mine. So what do you think?
Yeah, I would really like to start again end of this month when it's nice and cool in Florida. We don't have afternoon thunderstorms, and maybe I can put together a few days to get it finished up.
All right, what do you think, Ed? You going to hook him up or what?
Oh, we're going to take good care of him.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, Patrick, good to see you, and we'll catch you up in the air there soon, my friend.
Thanks, everyone, and blue skies.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, let's move on over to the AOPA booth, because it wouldn't be a Just Plane Radio show if we didn't stop by and see our good friend Tom Haynes, and he's right here. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, great to see you guys. Welcome to NBA.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you in the flesh as opposed to just, you know, connected via the web for once. Now you get to see us and be abused physically as well as mentally.
Right. Well, let's go back to doing this remotely, all right?
This will be a few and far between adventure, but it's nice to bring Ed and you together because, you know, Ed got the AOPA School of the Year Award. What's the official word or award name of this?
I'll let Ed take it.
Oh, it's a Flight Training Excellence Best Flight School of the Year Award 2016.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
So, are you supposed to pick that up here? Is he supposed to give you money or something or what?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's money involved in this.
Okay, all right. It's just the accolades, which are well-deserved and appreciated, I'm guessing. Am I right, Ed?
Oh, very well appreciated. I just... you know, I'm very happy that our customers took the time to go out and take the survey and that, you know, obviously we were doing something right.
Yeah. Well, Tom was one of your students. He's actually done some training there at the school in the past. You'd go back?
I'd go back. In fact, I filled out a survey.
Oh, really? Okay. Result.
Maybe that's what put him over the top.
Could have been.
I appreciate that.
There you go. All right. So, you know, we ran into Tom at the press breakfast this morning. And we were comparing notes and stuff. And there was a program that you heard them mention at the presentation, Ed. What was it all about that you wanted to ask Tom about today?
Yeah, the You Can Fly initiative. And I've heard some about it, but I thought it would be good to get out to our listeners and have them understand what AOPA is trying to do to bring pilots in and back into flying.
Tom?
Well, thank you for that segue. That's great. You Can Fly is a major initiative for AOPA. In fact, we've got a feature story about it in the December issue of AOPA Pilot Magazine, which will be out in mailboxes in the next few weeks. But anyhow, it's really a campaign on AOPA's part to look at holistically what's going on in general aviation. You know, as somebody said this morning, I think at the media breakfast, there is no silver bullet on fixing what's going on in general aviation, the pilot decline, increasing expenses, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of small things that we can do that will eventually make a difference, and we're taking on four of them under the You Can Fly banner. Basically, it's looking at high school education and working with high schools around the country to create with Purdue curriculum that will be useful in getting kids excited about aviation and help them build a career potentially in some form of aviation. It'll all be accredited curriculum be out there in the next couple of years. The Flight School Initiative, which Ed is a beneficiary of, where we're trying to raise the profile of quality flight schools and help others learn from the ones who are doing it right, like Ed's school, and giving resources to flight schools to help them be more effective in getting and keeping students. Then there's our Rusty Pilots Initiative, which is really helping to re-engage people who have a pilot certificate already but may have drifted away for financial reasons, family, career reasons, all the things that people do, and to get them back into aviation. There's
do I qualify for that, or am
you
I?
You have to be there for once.
That's what I was going
to
say, but I'm kind of rusty.
To get you back. But anyway, we're doing these rusty pilot programs around the country, and we have other initiatives to support people getting back into aviation. And then finally, there's flying clubs, because once you get into aviation or get back into aviation, frequently you find that you don't know what to do. We teach people to fly airplanes. We don't teach people to use airplanes. And that's what flying clubs can be helpful there, in that it creates a network, a connection for people to return to aviation and stay there. It gives them access to a variety of airplanes at lower cost than ownership, and provides a community environment where they can do flyouts together, the families can get involved. So we have been growing the flying club network. We've introduced or created, helped create 20 new flying clubs this year.
Wow.
And we have 700 or so in our network. So,
okay, so those are four initiatives that AOPA is doing to help grow, you know, pilots or aviation in general, the industry.
Yeah, in fact, with the flying clubs, didn't one of them just win one of the reimagined 152s?
Yep. Yeah, we just gave away an airplane to one that had formed in the last, well, just this year. And there were, I think, 40-some flying clubs that began to organize and as part of the effort to win this airplane, and one of them was ultimately chosen to win it. But guess what? We've got, you know, 39 others out there that are very close to completing all the stuff it takes to create a flying club, and so we're now working with them to help get them over the hurdle. So we're going to have another big bolus of new flying clubs coming online here in the next few months.
That's great. I mean, because that I got started in a flying club myself.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That was my first training was in a flying club. Loved it.
Yeah, it's all about creating awareness that it's out there. You ought to get out there, learn how to fly. Have you ever thought about, this is on the heels of Halloween, like a mascot. You know, I'm thinking a cape, a mask, something like that. Super Pilot Man or something. You know what I mean?
No, we haven't thought about
that. Yeah, see, that's why I don't work for AOPA. I'm picturing Ed in a cape and tights right now.
Oh, please.
Yes.
There's a visual that I don't need.
And I apologize for that. More coming up from NBAA next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed in tights, cape, and a mask. Yes, he's wearing the outfit. Super Pilot Man! And with that mental image in your mind, and Tom Haines from AOPA with us right now. Tom, what would you like to ask, Super Pilot Man?
Well, Super Pilot Man and owner of Flight School, award-winning Flight School, I might add. Just a question for you. You know, we were just talking about flying clubs, and that's an important part, we believe, of keeping pilots involved in aviation. But sometimes flying clubs and flight schools, there can be some animosity there between the organizations, as one, particularly a flying club may, or flight school may see that it's drawing rental customers potentially away from the flight school. So any thoughts on that as the owner of a flight school?
Well, yeah, I know there are some flight school owners that are close-minded to that because they view it as competition. But the bottom line is, and I'm on an airport that has lots of competition. I've on the ramp that I'm on, there are three flying clubs and us. But we coexist very nicely because we all offer something a little bit different. I've had customers learn with us and then go become members of the flying club for cost advantage. We've offered the simulator that we have, the Redbird FMX, to the flying clubs at a reduced rate, and to promote safety on their part, and helps us with our simulator revenue. So I'm very open-minded to it, but I can see other flight schools looking on it as some competition. But number of pilots in the air, number of airplanes flying, it's all our responsibility, kind of what they were talking about this morning, to bring people into aviation, how Bob Hoover and Arnold Palmer promoted aviation. We all have to look at it that way, and if we approach it that way, if we can sell it to the flight schools that way, I think that they can coexist very nicely, because they need flight instructors too. We can provide flight instructors, whether it's our airplane or their airplane, doesn't matter to us.
Well, there you go. Super pilot man's superhero power is open-mindedness. How about that, Tom?
I agree. That's a great philosophy. I hope we can convince others that aviation being a healthy ecosystem helps everybody.
You got a catchphrase? Up in the air. Come on, Ed, what do you think?
I don't think so, Greg.
I'm still trying to get over that mental image. It hurts. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high. Take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply. Bye.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. We are wandering the aisles of the NBAA show. Actually, we're just hanging out with our friends at AOPA. Why bother going anywhere else, honestly? It's a great opportunity to catch up with our friend Tom Haynes. Now, you know, there is something going on in the news this Tuesday. Pretty big day. Yes, it's trash day. But there's this little thing called an election, right? So I'd be amiss if we didn't talk a little bit about that today, because it did get brought up here at the NBAA show. One of the speakers that was at the opening ceremonies definitely had an opinion as far as what candidate he was supporting. Could you tell, Ed?
Yes, it was pretty clear what direction he was leaning.
Yeah, he is from the New York Times. He wrote a book on the Wright brothers. And, well, New York Times, you make your own decision who he was supporting and who he was not a big fan of, and we'll leave it at that. However, what do you think? What is going to be better for the aviation community? Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Hillary? I don't know. Tom, are you getting any kind of vibe one way or another? I mean, Trump has the big plane. I was talking about that last week. I saw it. It's huge. But I don't know if that would make him a better aviator fan or what. What do you think?
Well, Greg, it's really hard to say. I mean, I can tell you in normal times what the general...
Because we're in the end of times right now, possibly.
It feels like it. Yes, it does. But in normal times, which party controls the presidency doesn't generally affect general aviation that much, because it is it's pretty, apolitical sort of thing.
Everybody flies. It brings everyone together.
It does. And so it's really who controls Congress that sometimes can be more influential. And that's where we tend to focus a lot more of our legislative energy, is around Congress. But, Trump, of course, has been a big general aviation user forever. He's got his own 757. He's got a couple of helicopters. And I think one of his sons is actually a pilot. And so he's a big user of general aviation. But, of course, Hillary Clinton, while she doesn't actually own any aircraft that I'm aware of, at least, she's got the least 737 that she's out flying around in. And, of course, whichever of them ascends to the presidency is going to have access to the world's largest general aviation airplane, which will be the 747s that are part of the Air Force fleet for Air Force One.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Trump's plane's bigger than the 747 even, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, he's got a 757 is the Trump airplane, and the 74 is bigger.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. See, I just figured it was a higher number was bigger. But so the 747's bigger than a 757.
It is. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Well, there you see. I learned something. It's not as huge as I thought it was. And there you go. But, yeah, I mean, in the past, a few years ago, I'd say when Obama got into office, there was some issues here actually at the NBAA show. They were really upset because he was trying to put through or push a little bit on the user fee thing. But because of the Aviation Caucus, they kind of, brought it back to normal and said, no, let's back off of that. And he couldn't really push that agenda. And it kind of fell off the agenda for a while and really hadn't been talked about much lately, has it?
Well, part of that is because AOPA and the other aviation organizations have been so effective in building the General Aviation Caucus in both the House and the Senate, and because they're so large and, in fact, among the largest out there, we have a lot of influence. And so, for example, user fees in the president's budget, frequently it's almost always what a president of both parties in recent years have put user fees into the budget. However, in recent years, the members of the caucuses just send a letter over to the White House and say, you can go ahead and put it in if you want. It's not going to pass. And it doesn't pass. It hasn't passed because we've got that kind of support.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's just the support, or do you think they're finally starting to get the message like, hey, wait a minute, we've learned that this isn't going to work. We've talked to the community, and maybe this is an avenue we shouldn't pursue.
No, they are not going to stop.
Oh, okay. It's just logic, and you know, maybe
logic
we're finally
politics. Right. Wait a minute, come on.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Graves in this morning, a congressman from Missouri, who's very powerful in the caucus, an active general aviation aircraft owner, and he said, you know, no bad ideas ever die in Washington. You know, they just keep resurfacing over time. And the idea we have of sort of taxing the airlines at an even higher rate and general aviation ultimately through user fees is just too attractive for them, despite evidence from around the world that is devastating, certainly to general aviation, and really not as effective as one might think, even for the airline, and as far as air traffic control goes. So, nope, I think they're going to be back.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just keep on them and keep growing the caucus. It's at record numbers right now, and they think even next year they might be able to grow it. That's what you're hearing, too?
Yeah, the problem is, though, that just like a session of Congress ends every 2 years, and it's going to end after the election this year, and next year we'll form a new Congress, and with that we'll have to be all new caucuses, so we have to go back out and re-sign up all those same people again and hopefully get a few more. And then, of course, some people leave office, don't win, that sort of thing. So you have to go back and replace them. So it's an ongoing effort to keep people engaged in the ideas and things that are important to general aviation.
Now, how does that work? Do these guys get voted into office on Tuesday and then they, like, find out about the Aviation Caucus if they're new to the House or the Senate and say, ooh, that's a club I want to be a part of and I'll get a badge if I join? Or do you guys have to pursue them, or do you know?
Our legislative affairs staff, that's part of their job. They're out there educating lawmakers every day on the Hill and identifying ones that are particularly important to general aviation causes on certain committees and going after them and educating them about what's important, working at home with our members who live in their districts or their states and having them from the grassroots standpoint educate their legislators as well. So it's kind of a multi-pronged effort.
Got it. But I'm wondering, if you vote Tuesday, if your local representative, can you send them a little email and say, hey, you really ought to be a part of this aviation caucus, whether you're a pilot or not. I'm a pilot, and it's a great club. You'll get a cool badge or a shirt or T-shirt or hat or something, right?
I think you probably get a shirt or something. I don't know. But, yeah, absolutely. That would be really very, very proactive and welcome for pilots to do that.
Is there anything else we can do? Because AOPA is out there on the front lines for us. Anything else we can do for AOPA or our listeners can do for AOPA that will help in that fight to keep this from happening, keep the fees from happening, and give you the power to help develop that caucus?
Yeah. Well, being proactive with your member of Congress and from educating them, that's number one. And then, of course, other things, you know, we do have a political action committee. And so the idea that, you know, if you can write a check, because that helps us get access and buy, you know, frankly, buy influence with some of these folks. So that's important. And just being a member of an organization like AOPA, EAA, NBAA, whichever one fits your bill, is important because that allows us to go to these members and say, look, we have voters, and our people vote, and they do vote at a very high level. And so it gives us a lot of clout in Congress if you're a member of one of these organizations. So those are the three things that pilots can do.
So what about getting back to the election on Tuesday? Unfortunately, I got to talk about it a little bit. I do wonder, first of all, have you heard about what's inside Trump's plane or if Hillary has any particular aviation aspirations in that regard? Do you has anybody at AOPA offices have the inside scoop on that line there, Tom, or what?
I think there's an email server somewhere in Hillary.
Of course, there is.
We hear about gold fixtures in Trump's airplane, but none of
that
us.
That would be a great article for one of the AOPA pilot magazines, don't you think?
It would be, but I'm guessing they're not going to let us in, though.
No, come on, you got connections, you know people. Or you got emails you can blackmail them with. I don't know. But yeah, I'm intrigued. I mean, like you said, the Clintons use a lot of airplanes, so I would think they might be good fans of aviation as well. And being that, you know, Trump has his big plane, he wouldn't want to shut down any airports that could handle his plane, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Don't let, once again, let's not let logic get in the way of this, all right?
So this campaign is not about logic.
Yes. Well, it'll be anybody's guess for sure. All right. Well, where are you off to next? I mean, you got the NBAA show. Are you doing some flying personally, or are you just going from one show to the next?
You know, we're kind of wrapping up the year from a show standpoint. We had our four regional fly-ins across the country this year. We're about to announce four more for next year, where those will be in the next couple of weeks. And so we're hard at work planning next year's events, and then right after the first of the year, you know, starting in February, actually January, we've got the light sport airplane show down in
Sebring,
and then the helicopter show, the big one, is in February, and so we're just ramping right back up again.
So are you going to fly down personally in your own little plane there for the one of those, or that's what I'm wondering, are you going to do any private flying yourself? Are you just going to be like me and talk about it all the time?
I flew down here.
You flew your plane down here.
Yeah, Bonanza brought me down here and a whole bunch of video gear and one of our other staff members, and so we had a great flight down on Sunday. And so it's all good. And so, yeah, I've been doing some personal flying, did some proficiency training just the other day. And, yeah, lots going on.
So your plane's over there at Orlando Executive?
Actually, we're at Kissimmee because I wanted to stay away from the craziness.
I was going to say, where the heck did you park? How is that possible?
Smart move.
Yes. Well, he's a smart guy. He works for AOPA. Runs the place, practically.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Colonel, with all due respect, that new jet is a death trap.
It's the 1950s. Everything's a death trap. Now have three martinis, a pack of smokes, and get in that plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. We're wandering the aisles of the NBAA show. And I think we're just going to finish this edition of the show off with some audio stuff. You think it's time, Ed?
Yeah, coming from a radio show, audio probably is kind of important.
Yes, it would make sense. So let's talk headsets. We've talked about them plenty of times in the past, but we haven't really talked about the Clarity Aloft product. And we got Bill here from that organization. And basically, these are earbuds as opposed to headsets in the cockpit. Am I right?
Exactly. Instead of the large, clunky, bulky, uncomfortable clamp of a headset, we produce as good or better noise reduction using hearing aid speakers and a patented canal tip that seals the noise and takes ambient noise out as well or better than an active noise canceling headset can do it.
Very nice. Now, we just did a little demo. What do you think there, Ed?
I'm impressed. I mean, the convention floor, as you can tell in the background, it's not exactly quiet. And it was under the headsets. I was amazed at the noise reduction and the clarity of the microphone. Now, of course, the true test is to take it out and take it in a Skycatcher, which is a little noisier than the convention center, but definitely I think it's a product worth looking at, and you know, we're already negotiating to become a dealer at the flight school.
Well, there you go. And we were looking at some of the stats you guys put out as far as the noise reduction. They're very much in line with any noise cancellation headset out there on the market. However, like you said, they're these earbuds. And one of the things I've heard about this in the past is that the only way to get the ultimate isolation in something like that for earbuds like this is to have them custom. But you were telling me that's not the case with you guys.
That's correct, yes. Our canal tips were actually designed by 3M to replace custom air molds and hearing aids. So they're actually about 5 dB quieter than a custom air mold, much more comfortable. And they don't get earwax in them and don't have to be replaced like custom air molds would. But they're surprisingly much quieter. You know, for example, when you hear a hearing aid squealing, that's because the fit isn't perfect as you move your mouth.
They lost their seal.
And that causes a feedback and squealing.
All right, so these 3M earbuds that you guys use that screw onto the headset actually seal up properly, and whether you move your jaw around a little, talk too much like I do, and lose the
all
seal.
The time.
Yeah, and then it kind of messes things up. But these don't do that. I didn't know that. So that's kind of cool that you have that universal fit thing taken care of. But the big thing for us in Florida is, well, it's twofold. First off, we have this thing called heat and humidity. And when you're wearing our big bulky headsets in the summer, that becomes a sweat fest. You hear what I'm saying there, Bill?
I do. Of course, I'm from Minnesota, so we're not familiar with that heat.
Of course not.
But in fact, in Minnesota, we get the complaint that their ears get cold because we don't have a big, heavy muff over
it. Well, you got to wear earmuffs. You can wear earmuffs over these things. They're so low profile, which brings me to the second point. It ain't going to give you a bad hair day.
That's exactly right. In fact, if you're taking the wife to the wedding in Des Moines, she can arrive with her hair in great shape and not have a headache from the big clamping pressure.
True. Or if you're like a metrosexual like Ed and cares about how he looks in public.
Well, you don't have to worry about hat head or headset head because you don't have enough hair.
Well, that's just, it's called being low profile, streamlined. Yes. But yeah, so you can knock out two birds with one stone, but they're much more comfortable. You don't have headset fatigue because they're super light. They're like earbuds. You got a little clamp that kind of goes around the back like these little earbud type things. So they're extremely light, very comfortable, and the audio quality was quite impressive on the microphone too. So what's the story on that?
Well, there is a story on that. Our microphone is actually a professional singer's microphone, and we're the only aviation headset that actually has that. So it was designed for a rock band to sell their voice in 140 dB.
Well, hey, back in the day, I was a lead screamer in a heavy metal band.
Excellent.
Emphasis on lead screamer. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I could entertain Ed and Keith when I'm up in the cockpit, you mean?
No.
If I was wearing one of these Clarity Aloft.
No.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Yeah. That really isn't the focus of what you guys are trying to get across, I'm guessing, though.
No, it's not the focus, but our audio quality is really much, much higher than virtually any other aviation headset because of that Pro Audio mic. It's made for us by one of the four companies that make professional audio microphones, and it's really top-notch.
Yeah, what do you think about this, Ed?
I think it's a must-need Christmas gift in my house that I'm getting me one.
Get one for yourself? You're putting that on your list that you will buy for yourself?
It's the only way to get the right Christmas gift is buy it yourself.
There's a problem with that, though.
Uh-oh, what's that?
Because he's going to buy it for himself, and he's going to go flying with his wife, and his wife is going to say, I suggest you buy another headset.
Exactly. And then you'll be stuck with the, you know, the hairdo, the whole thing. You're going to get headset head.
Well, then maybe one or two times every 10 years my wife will go flying with me. That's fine.
Well, you got that going for you. Yeah, she doesn't fly that much with them, so... But it's good stuff. You can go to where? What website? Can we get more information about Clarity Aloft?
Oh, that'd be clarityaloft.com.
Oh, of course. Of course. So you go there, and there also the price point on these things is pretty economical as well compared to other things out on the market. Am I right?
Yes. We tell people that we're about half the cost of a good A&R headset, and we have equal performance at about a tenth the weight.
Wow. And you just get extra earbuds?
Yeah, it comes with a dozen of the standard size that fits most people. That's what you guys had. And then a sample of larger and smaller ones. If those fit people better, then you call us. We send you a dozen. And that dozen is usually good for about a year of most people's use. And then you can buy new ones when they're all gone.
Very nice. So
I was amazed that they're actually more comfortable. When you say earbuds, you think about what you get with your iPhone or the ones you buy at Walmart. These are way more comfortable than that. I'm like, I want to fit those on my earbuds, so when I use those when I'm listening.
Well, you can't do that because they're special screw-on proprietary Clarity Aloft earbuds. Am I right?
That is correct. And then,
so you're out of luck. You got to get the earbuds. You got to get the Clarity Aloft headset, and then I will serenade you next time in the cockpit, Ed. What do you say?
Well, that might be a deal breaker.
Yes, it would for most people. And on that note, we'll end it till next time when we do more from the NBAA show. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far, cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at justplaneradio.com.